tonight.
Check this out.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ronnie from Crosstalk TV, and I'm here with Ben. Ben, wave. Maybe people don't know what you look like.
I'm Ben.
Yeah, that's Ben from B-Side Blog. And then that's Matt from Yahoo.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hi, you look so cute. I'm used to just hearing your voices, not seeing your little faces.
Oh, you look adorable too, Ronnie. And it looks like you're in some sort of like Midsummer Night's Dream going on. There's like, back there. Like I'm imagining you're just some festive.
You're being generous. Parts. He looks like he's in some like futuristic sci-fi Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take that.
It seems like some alien spaceship is just about to land on your head. You've got like a golden glow all about you. You're in the tree, in the woods, with the aliens coming on top of you.
What? You guys, hold on. I'm not. Oh my god. I'm having some trouble here because I had the Trash Talk TV window open that this is embedded on, and I started hearing my own voice, and it's confirmed. My voice is fucking annoying.
No, it's not.
You're like the Gretchen Rossi of podcasts.
Stupid Gretchen.
Ronnie has such.
That shit's over.
Look how dark we are compared to Ronnie. Yeah. Ronnie has so much.
Girl,
light.
I got lamps up in here. Of course, they're all yellow.
I'm gonna bring this lamp over.
Your are we like live right now?
We're
what?
Live. We're live. Yeah.
You guys, this is a trial podcast because we didn't know if this was gonna work or not. I actually still don't know if this works, but
it will.
It's a trial, so we're just playing around, so don't get all... Because normally we're so formal on our podcast, if you've ever listened to Watch What Crappens. We're normally very professional.
Very. Huh. All right, well, let's start talking about Big Brother, then. Big Brother premiere is happening. It happened tonight. We already have Big Brother After Dark playing on mute right over here. I mean, this
you
is...
You do?
There's the lifeguard guy is currently walking around in what appears to be a hot pink sort of... That like a maxi dress? What is that? What do you call that sort of?
Oh, I thought that was the Long Island girl for a second.
It's clearly he's wearing the Staten Island girl's dress and
his nipples are hanging out.
His nip is hanging out. Season is off to a great start. Very happy.
You guys, the season is off to a great start, and I would like to ask anybody listening in Staten Island, if there is anybody in Staten Island right now listening to this, please open a decent weave shop. I mean, that poor girl looks like she raped and robbed Chucky and put on, like, strung all his hair together and shoved it on her head. That is not cute. Get a decent weave.
We're talking about Gina Marie, right?
That would be Gina Marie.
Yes. All one word. If not, don't put a space.
Before we get into the cast, let's quickly talk about a few of the new elements this season. Let's talk, first of all, the cast is bigger than ever. It's 16 people, which I love it.
I love it. Because now the larger the cast, the more chance for fighting and clicks.
And sex.
Sex. Well, obviously sex. But especially it's the more people you have, the more room you have to create alliances and things. And if there are too few people, it's just not enough.
I agree completely. Ronnie, what's your take?
Well, I like that they picked a lot of popular people from high school this year. There's always one or two of them, but there's like eight of them this year, and they're all like skinny and young, and that's when you think you're really hot, but that does not mean you're hot. Okay, Navajo fried bread guy.
Well, what about the girl Jessie who keeps saying how hot she is? It just reminds
She's clearly in fourth place, by the way.
Right, and she's also clearly like the Erica from Long Island Princesses who thinks she's still fucking hot. And it was like, maybe you were 10 years ago, but not now.
Yeah, well,
I was so hot in high school. Everybody said I was so hot.
Well, I have to say that there is sort of like this large population of generically pretty women in the house. Like, you can't really tell them apart. I think someone is from Minnesota. I think Jessie is from Texas. There's an Aaron, whatever. They're all kind of like...
Minnesota, Texas, and, like, Florida.
But they all think they're the hottest ones in the house. And that's key. Yeah. You need to have that. Because if they all think they're hot, that means they're all going to fight with each other.
True.
I think there's two legit hot girls. There's the bartender.
Yeah, she's
with the dark hair. She's gorge. And
her name is Caitlin, I think. And I think that she's super hot.
And I wrote down here, by the way, my note on Caitlin, classic boring girl.
Totally.
She has no personality. She's
no.
No,
that girl's personality comes out when she's on her knees, for sure. She is hot, and then the blonde girl from Texas is hot.
Oh, I don't like her.
I think she's more cute than hot.
I think she's like Miss USA pretty. Like she's a beauty pageant pretty girl.
This is gonna be the best part of our podcast here is
trashing the women.
When three gay guys are talking about which girl's the hottest.
Okay, before we go further in depth on the cast, I just wanna ask one other thing. So now we have 16 people, which means for more drama.
More candles.
But the big twist so far, which I'm sure this is one of many because expect the unexpected, is we are now going to have three people nominated for eviction each week, and two are going up by the HOH. The third is going to be selected by the MVP,
right.
But the viewers at home are selecting the MVP. It's already very fucking confusing.
And the MVP is the one that America allegedly thinks is playing the best game. So it's to encourage floaters to not float. It's like you want to play as well as possible, so that way you get the power to secretly nominate a
third. What about stupid blonde girl trying to be Rachel already? Floaters! You better get out of the pool. What'd she say? She's like, you better get out of the hot tub.
I'm like, I'm so ready for the floaters grab your life vest thing to retire. Well, and the fact that it's
Julie Chen said it.
I know. Well, I think that was her way of trying to get Alisa, who is Rachel Riley's actual sister, a little
riled up.
Well, we should talk about that girl, actually, because, dare I say, I like her. I mean, I remember when Rachel was first on, she was a hideous bitch. She was a hideous bitch from the beginning. Remember? She came on, she's like, I'm a chemist. This girl's not doing that. She's just
Not yet. But I love how, like, the very first thing we learn about her, aside from being the sister of Rachel, is that she announces that she is certified to teach yoga all around the world. So in case there's an international yoga emergency, don't worry, this girl will be able to save our day. She can get some
in case everyone in Asia forgets how to do yoga or throws out their back at the same time. There's a Riley who can fly right over there.
She can. Now, here's what cracks me about this girl is that she announced towards the end of the episode that she wanted to start an all-girls alliance, which is hilarious because we have never seen, I think, in any reality show in the history of reality TV, an all-women's alliance ever make it far.
You know where else I have never seen that? In life.
In real life.
Yeah.
Never seen that.
And she said, and Alisa, is it Alisa or Alisa?
I think it's Alisa.
She said this would be the first ever Big Brother all-female alliance, but then someone on Twitter, in fact, why don't I pull up the person's name? They reminded me of the famous coven from season 10. That was Connor Segura. that's Keisha, April, and Libra alliance from season 10. Called the Coven, the name alone.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, they didn't call themselves the Coven, did they?
No, they did. They did, and they were one of the most dysfunctional alliances in the history. I mean, they hated each other. They hated each other.
Yeah, they were a mess.
Like this girl says, "Oh well, let's have an all-girl alliance," and then you know these people have been in the house already for a week, so they have already done some editing to this premiere, and then it cuts to other girls going like, ugh, I hate that bitch, or I hate that bitch. It's like, it's already falling apart.
It's like that girl, Jessie, who claimed that she was like, well, I'm the hottest one in the house. She's like, you know, girls just always come after me. They just don't like me. And I'm like, maybe that's because all the girls are in the kitchen, and you've isolated yourself, and you're with the guys right now. But of course, to her, I believe her quote was, they hate me because I have, like, the best personality, and I'm, like, more attractive than they are.
And so as soon as she says that, and she's talking to the Cherokee dude or the Navajo dude, which is so inappropriate.
We're going to get to that.
About how she was, like, trying to convince them to be in an alliance, but her sales pitch is, everybody hates me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's really good, honey. She's really good about, like, keeping an alliance secret, as evidenced by the fact that when McCray walked in the middle of it, she just sat there and went, like,
really, I know that guy turned out to be really good and win the HOH too, stupid bitch.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know what, they don't hate you because you're so smart, they hate you because you're a bitch. There's always one girl every year who thinks she's really hot and who's like lap dancing all the dudes in the first episode and then bragging that all the other girls hate her. That is the girl who fucks your boyfriend. That's the girl who takes your boyfriend before prom and leaves you standing there alone in a prom dress.
And that girl That girl never ends up going super far on Big Brother either. Unless you're Janelle. But if you're not Janelle, meaning if you have dark hair and you're a bitch, you're out.
Yeah. But if you're blonde...
Janelle was almost a parody of an idiot. Like, she was funny. She was quick-witted. She's not like most of the dumbasses on this show. Yeah. She was almost like making fun of that stereotype, right?
I think that she was having fun with it. And I think it took her a few weeks, but then she was like, I'm on reality TV. I think that she had, like, a come to Jesus on her own.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, fuck these people.
Well, she's also significantly smarter than all the other women in that house.
We're allowed to curse, right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if we were allowed to curse. I've never done this before.
We're not like Big Brother After Dark now on the TV Guide Network with no cursing.
I know. People are already pissed off saying that it's like every other line is bleeped.
Yeah, you can't hear anything. Which is too bad because I'd love to understand what the hell is it. There's crazy weird stuff happening on the TV, but we don't know.
Okay, I want to go through the cast in a second, but I have other questions. Yeah, go. Wait, did you just say, but first?
But first.
Are you giving me the hand right now?
I want to talk about just the actual show, which is, first of all, still not in HD. Why are we not in HD yet? Come on, CBS.
CBS, come on.
This is
because we'll notice how homely these losers are that they pick to be on this show. This isn't like The Bachelor. I mean, Jesus, some of those, the bitch. Sometimes you just need to be grateful that HD isn't as widespread as it should.
That's true. Now, let's also talk about
the new set
at the new exterior set.
Glamour.
I love it. It's like I feel like Big Brother's on American Idol.
I feel like it's the weakest link, and it's so fitting.
Oh, wow.
Like the exact same.
The biggest thing is that the audience is now no longer around Chenbot. It's now facing Chenbot. It's like when Oprah made that decision to finally be like, I am no longer coming in the audience. I will be up here.
It's too dangerous.
This is Chenbot's moment. She's going to be singing the theme song to Big Brother.
Ben, we were at a really juicy live eviction either last season or the season before. We were there together, and it was juicy, and it was like a big shocker. Was it when Jeff? Were we there when Jeff got evicted? It was something like that. Yeah. It was like a huge one that we were there. That audience, I swear to you, they almost up and ripped the Chenbot apart when she announced the Chenbot. I don't blame her for not coming down. I was scared. I mean, that's like a bunch of homely people coming after you.
Are you not one of those people? I mean, I know this is one of my, like, this is probably my favorite show on TV. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. And when the beginning of the show started to air, it was like, it's been so long.
I know.
When she said her first of the season, it was like Christmas morning.
I know. It was weird because I the show starting earlier this season than normal, and I have to say, like, starting up, I almost was like mentally not ready for Big Brother. I was like, oh wow, it's time for Big Brother already. I just wasn't there, and then I turned it on. I'm like, yes, I am so back. And honestly, like, I was a little concerned about this cast, you know, based on the bios I saw online. But seeing all these girls, I can tell there's going to be a cast of girls hate each other.
The girls are going to rip each other to shreds. It's going to be like The Descent Part 3.
Be fantastic.
And the boys don't seem very bright either. I mean, they've got a lot of weirdos as the boys, and I kind of like that.
This is a Cork coaster, okay? It sits on my table. It is smarter than the majority of them, okay? This Cork could beat all the guys in Big Brother.
I say we go through the cast and we just give initial gut reactions first. Like, we'll toss out a name.
Okay.
And we'll all just say like the first thing that comes to our minds.
Okay.
Okay.
So with this,
we'll are you guys drinking?
No.
No. Do you want a drink?
Oh.
I won't drink then.
No, I'm not drinking.
Love a beer.
Okay.
What are you drinking?
You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm gonna get us a beer.
What's in there?
Water.
Wait, but now we're gonna drink.
And vodka. Yeah. Well, look, it's Gay Marriage Day. We're all supposed to be out partying. We're sitting here like a bunch of nerds talking about Big Brother. So I figured, bring the party in here, you know?
Are you gonna go to the party?
Bring the party in here. Oh,
where's your hot next door neighbor that I love?
He's right next door, waiting for you to come by and give him a little snuggle.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go over to this video thing is dangerous because I love watching myself on the camera dancing around and stuff. Damn you, Vine! Yeah, he's next door, but I'm going to go to FUBAR, I think, after this. Y'all going to come?
Stuff is not just me.
Everybody take notice that Ben can't open his own beer, so I'm doing it for him.
Oh, Ben. See, Ben, now gay marriage is legal. You can get somebody to do that for you. Aww,
oh, my God.
Oh, man.
There's several benefits for doing this.
Codependency, wowee.
Let's sit on camera.
Hey, is anybody on our Watch What Crappens Facebook page? Because maybe people are saying stuff. Let's see.
Wait, so anyway, let's go through this cast here.
Okay, we're going to
start with...
Ben has a list of names, and we're just going to roll through it.
I took notes for the show. Yeah, I think it has most of the names. We may have missed some people here. Nick. So my note for Nick was,
Which one is he? You have to describe them, because I don't learn their names for a few weeks.
Okay, so Nick is from New York. He rollerblades.
Oh, gross, ew.
He thinks he's awesome.
He's Spider-Man.
He does, parkour, and anybody that does parkour, I hate because it's not 2010.
Yeah. Honestly, my note was, I just hate him. I just hate him.
I also, Ronnie, I was convinced that he was a homosexual until he started saying, like, if there's a blonde girl, I'm going to be all about her.
Yeah, that's actually what convinced me that he was a homosexual. Because he's like, well, the funny thing is, he has all this, like, false confidence. Like, he's trying to act like this ladies' man. You could tell he was a dork in high school. I mean,
that guy is a dork. The only the only place that guy is popular is in a bathhouse.
Yeah,
that guy is not. He's a midget. He is not going to walk into some straight bar and girls fall all over him. That girl is short. I mean,
no, he waxed his chest and he got a few biceps and a few for his six pack and he's bored.
And he rollerblades. Okay.
And you know he's going to be walking. You know he's going to be walking funny because the ass hairs are going to be growing back and hurting his butt. Waxer, get out of here.
Do you remember? Do you remember that that sketch comedy show called Human Giant with Paul Shue and everything, and Aziz Ansari? And so there was a skit on there where Aziz Ansari was, like, rollerblading, and it was like, so when did you find out you were gay? And he's like, well, I never thought I was gay. I always really liked women. And then one day I was rollerblading, and I looked, and I was like, oh, I guess I'm gay. I'm rollerblading. And listen, we're all gay guys here, okay? Dome up, let's put down today. Yeah. Rollerblading is gay. Straight up gay.
It's straight up gay.
Well, he's not – the thing that's really bad about that is it's not only rollerblading. He's like a competitive rollerblader. Like,
I know.
That's his life, rollerblading.
On his CBS bio, he said one of the things he's most, like, proud of is that he came in seventh place in, like, the Ohio, like, rollerblading thing. I'm like, it's bad enough that you're, like, ranking a random rollerblading event.
Or that you're from Ohio.
But you're boasting that you're in seventh place. You don't boast beyond third place.
Right, if there's no medal involved, fuck off.
If you could boast about seventh place, then the Olympics would be useless, okay? You want to get on that podium. Stop, like, I can boast about getting seventh place in something. I can find a stupid-ass event that has only seven entries, and I come in, and I'll get seventh place, and that's going to be a proud accomplishment for me.
Yeah, even the people in the Olympics who win a bronze, I mean, that's really hard, and they look really upset. They hold up their medal like...
Yeah. They're like...
You know, have some self-respect and learn to hate yourself properly.
Do that face again. What was that face?
You can take a screen grab.
You dumbass. It's being taped. You can see it on the tape. You guys, I'm so shiny. And also, all this yellow is not trying to be offensive and racist. I'm really yellow because of my lighting. If you're actually in my house, it's lit like very, very nicely. But
that is a great,
it doesn't look like it.
That is a great segue for us to talk about the Asian mother of two.
Yeah. Helen, who says, I've worked on many...
Oh, my God.
Big Brother is no different. Actually, it's completely different, okay? Because with political campaigns, you like to think that there are at least five smart people. Okay, at least five. Two, maybe. One.
Yeah, there's people who own a suit, at least, in political campaigns.
People who, Big Brother is not like that at all. Big Brother is absolutely not like a political campaign.
Let me
and
ask
I don't believe... Oh, sorry, Matt, go ahead.
No, you go.
I was just... Oh, thanks. I was just going to say that I don't know what kind of politics she's in, but if you're like a real political campaign person, you're like, oh, I ran the mayoral campaign, or I ran the campaign for governor. I mean, this bitch is like student council or what?
Because she writes a blog about Scandal, the TV show, and therefore she's a politician.
Yeah. By the way, you know what politicians don't do? They don't go on Big Brother.
You know what politicians with mothers don't do? They don't leave their two children under the age of five for 100 days to be a reality TV nobody.
Her ancestors will be so ashamed of her.
I know. Oh, my God, I know. Even that she's speaking and she has her feet and they're not tied back. Just kidding. Kidding, no. Asians.
Here's the thing. I can't believe I actually even took it to that place.
you started it.
I know.
This
is going to
be a completely non-offensive podcast.
It is a non-offensive podcast. But that being
not
said,
anymore.
To be totally honest, I guarantee that she's going to be one of the first people out because all these like stupid like blondes and brunettes that are there, they're going to be. I guarantee they're going to be like, Helen's nice, but like I just don't get her. Like. She hasn't really made an effort to get to know us, but in reality, they probably just like don't want to go near her because she's Asian. I guarantee.
Yeah, look, it happens. I'll be honest. So playing in the Big Brother house like 5 years for media day, there's somebody that always gets... I got put up on the block this time, but the person who got put up on the block with me, the girl who was the HOH, used as her excuse, well, we just really didn't get to know you.
That is always
code for, we didn't want to get to know you because you're a little different, meaning you're either an ethnicity that is not the majority, you're
over
a minority,
32.
You're over 32, or you have some physical defaults.
Yeah, and it's like we don't really want to get to know you because you make us feel awkward, but if you make the effort to get to know us, that's cool, but don't get to know us too well because then we're going to feel like you're trying too hard.
Right,
assimilate
or bounce.
You're just so socially awkward. We don't really, I feel like we didn't connect.
Guys,
so.
Do you remember being young, like really young, like in like grade school young, how mean kids were? I mean, they were so mean. And I feel like every year they get a little bit less mean, but man, you compare a 20-year-old to a 40-year-old, I mean, granted, I'm meaner, but I've kind of, that's called growing into yourself for me. But those fucking kids, it's like 20 years old, they're still dicks. And they're like, oh my God, do you work out? I work out too. We have so much in common. What did you eat today? Nothing. Me neither. I hate breakfast. Oh my gosh, let's be best friends forever.
I want to be them. That is one of the reasons why I really truthfully want to be on this show, because I want to lay out in the sun, work out, be mean, and drink wine.
Matt.
Yeah, but you'll wind up as a have not 1 week, Matt, and you will be such a bitch.
Oh,
Matt, you do that anyway. That's what you do anyway. You just happen to write a couple bitchy blogs in the interim.
Well, here's the thing. This is a great segue to talk about David, who is one of these like vapid 20-year-olds who says, I wrote down like walking sun damage because you could see his chest is a lifeguard, and it's like lots of bad things.
Oh, the lifeguard. That guy looks like one of, he's from that claymation movie where there's that little redhead elf.
Veggie
Do you know
Tales?
What I'm talking about? No, it's like a Christmas clay. It's one of those Christmas claymation movies, like Rudolph.
He's the little
or,
like, elf boy with the flippy hair.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he likes to hold his peck to feel how hard it is.
His what? His peck? Peck?
What?
His what?
What?
Peck. His peck.
Like his whatever. Okay, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
So he says he likes to hold his peck to feel how hard it is, and he's very Ryan Lochte-ish. Speaking of bronze medals,
yes,
he is like going to be the Ryan Lochte of this cast. He seems like a total idiot and an asshole.
Except not hot. He's not hot. Okay, look, you work out, you're thin, you're young, you have a lot of hair. Congratulations. Sorry about your face. Get off your high horse, you piece of shit.
And
put something on. Keep growing that hair until it covers your face.
Do we even have lifeguards in L.A.?
Well, if we do,
I think in L.A. it's like
one of them. I bet a lot of people drowned on his watch. Just saying.
Well, I love that he's a lifeguard and he is stupid. Like, I love that he doesn't try not to be stupid. Like, he doesn't try and impress anybody. His big speech is like, hey, what's up? I'm a lifeguard.
Yeah. I did enjoy the hillbilly they cast, because clearly they're trying to get on the whole Buck Wild train, which has been derailed thanks to that boy's death. They hired a hillbilly, and the hillbilly, surprisingly, is not the dumbest one in the house.
No.
He was even shocked. He was even shocked that he wasn't. Yeah. He's like, I thought I was going to be the dumb one.
J-U-double-D. He likes to play, what is he like, beer pong, and I like anybody who plays beer pong.
Oh, is that what he said? I just couldn't understand what he was saying. I heard him say that he wants to he likes to hunt frogs, right? Or was that
he's a frog hunter, and it started with him grilling frogs. I mean, no wonder frogs are peeing all the time, because there's hicks like that running around trying to grill them and hunt them. What did a frog ever do to you?
Rip it.
Listen. Okay, so we also have let's see. So we have David. So we talked about Elisa. We have Andy, the gay. He's the ginger gay.
No, wait. Well, how do we know he's gay? Who told us he was gay? He didn't.
His bio?
Did they say he was gay?
I think it just said
he's a railroad conductor, which I think
There are two gingers.
We're talking about the gay ginger, not the bearded ginger.
We're talking about the twink, not the mayor.
I'm so stupid. I heard that there was a ginger gay, and I assumed it was the bear, and I wrote up my bio in the article on the site talking about how he was a gay train conductor and how wonderful he was. It's not even him. Okay, so we're talking about Ron Howard. We're talking about Ron Howard with the cold gay.
We're talking about Andy, who sort of talks and like has the body language of Pee Wee Herman, but in ginger gay form.
I love him. He's wearing a cat shirt.
Yeah.
Therefore, I hate him.
No, I like him. I think so far he seems like a pretty good gay. Like, we never get good gays.
So,
He's the best gay I can remember. Okay, what gays have been on? Okay, who was the gay last year? I forgot.
The one with the long blonde hair.
Will. Oh, he was terrible. The year before that was Lawan. He was terrible.
The long blonde hair. Oh, my God. He was so gross. Okay, Larong. I call him Larong.
He actually looked like Chanel from Princesses.
Yeah.
He did.
That's true.
Yeah, he was
gross. A prettier version. Yeah, so we had Lawan before that. I did a post on my blog that was
dealers over there.
The ranking of the Big Brother gays from worst to best. And
we know that Ronnie's favorite is Stephen Daigle.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, he's at least one of the Big Brother contestants who's had a career after Big Brother. It's sucking dick, but it's something, and it's on video.
It's a lot more than just that.
Well, let's talk about the gays that we did like. I think Marcellus is considered to be the best of the gays, right? No?
Marcellus? Didn't he fuck everything up?
Well, yes. Isn't he
the worst player in Big Brother history?
No. He just made the stupidest move, but he's not the worst
player. That was a pretty dumb move.
Will from season 5.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually funny, so when I did this list of the gays, I think I put Will as number 2 or something like that. And he actually messaged me on Twitter and was like, you know, I don't really like to, you know, relive my Big Brother days that much, but the fact that, like, you put me as number 2 actually really touched me in an odd way, and I really want to thank you for that. I thought that was very nice.
We're not doing Watch What Crappens now, but Ben still does the name drop. It's not irrelevant.
Listen, when you name drop someone from Big Brother, it's not a name drop, okay? It's not a name drop. It's relevant information.
What is it? Okay.
The day that I'm actually name dropping on Big Brother about Big Brother stars is a sad, sad day. And I've done it before.
Okay, let's talk a few more of these people. Let's talk about Caitlin. So she's the Minnesota bartender.
I think she's
beautiful, but I think it could end up hurting her.
Yeah. It's going to hurt her because she's boring as hell and she's going to, like, just be forgotten about. She's going to float along. She'll be voted out. She can be this person that's, like, so boring that people will actually start to think that she's smart.
But isn't that the girl who won season 3? I mean, I think it was Lisa, the bartender that worked at Coyote Ugly. She was hot with long brown hair, and she seduced her way to the win.
But she had some sort of personality. Like, this girl, Caitlin, has nothing. Nothing going on.
Who's she? The bartender?
She's one of the generic bartenders. So later on in the episode, like, as she was packing up her bag, she says to the camera, I'm gonna manipulate someone to fall for me, and that stutter was actually her. I wasn't stuttering myself. She like couldn't say that she was gonna manipulate someone convincingly. I was like, okay. Well,
she's like, I'm gonna manipulate.
She's like, I'm gonna manipulate someone.
Those girls think that they've got it all in their boobs. That's where their brains are. They think they've got it all in their boobs, and then they do end up finding somebody who carries them to the end because of their boobs, and then they get screwed over every time because the guy's been playing them the whole time. Yeah. Because girls like that always get treated like a stupid piece of meat with no respect, and no one's really going to take them to the end.
Speaking of the boobs, Brittany. Gina Marie, who's the one from Long Island,
I really believe that Staten Island used to be attached to Manhattan, and those people were so fucking obnoxious that someone took a chainsaw and manually cut it away and pushed it down the river to get it away because of women like that.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is she's obnoxious. I can't stand those people, and I can tell that there are already people in the house that can't stand her. Do you think that it makes sense to get rid of somebody like that? Because I'm watching it and I'm going, I hate her, but I would never try to get rid of her at the beginning because I would rather her stay there and annoy the shit out of other people.
I'm sorry, I have to pause. One of the girls, who's the girl in the black dress there? One of the girls here on Big Brother After Dark just scratched her back with a soup ladle. Like that, there better be some washing after that. And
what's
you know
the name of the girl with the white family and the black family?
Oh, Candace. Candace, I love that. She's like, so I only found out 2 years ago that I was adopted, so now I have a white family and a black family. I'm like, I hope you weren't raised in the white family, because then you're a total idiot.
Right.
I just realized my white family is my adopted family. I just realized it.
Oh, hello.
There's some shirtless activity going on.
There's a lot of shirtless activity going on right now.
But I'm not, you know, usually there's at least one jerk-offable guy. I don't know who that is this year. Who is?
I'm agreeing. I agree with you. I don't find any of them hot.
Not even the black guy's that hot. Sort of like stumpy.
Well, also because he says things like, I got the eye of the tiger, but the spirit of a lion, or whatever.
And he also says like, when he stood up when he was introducing himself and he said, and the only thing that matters to me is my Christianity.
Yeah. I love when people do that and then go into Big Brother.
I have no problem with religious people, but if you start saying shit like that in this game, evicted.
Yeah. Well, what's funny about Howard is that he's trying to be, like, tough and, like, whatever, you know, cool, but he seems like he's actually just, like, a nice softy. And it's the same. I don't think that Nick is a nice softy, but it's always funny when there are these people that come in and try to be, like, alpha male, try to be cool, try to impress people, and you're like, no. You're not.
Hey, you guys, Rebecca is on her Facebook page saying, Hermie the wannabe dentist. What is that?
Hermie the wannabe dentist?
Yeah. Rebecca, I'm too stupid. I don't get it.
Hermie. None of us get it. Speaking
Hermie.
Of...
Oh, wait, Hermie, is that a reference to Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
I don't know.
Isn't there someone named Hermie? I don't know.
Okay, let's talk about the pizza guy that's really a pizza McCray. Guy that they all think is not genius. A pizza guy.
It takes a lot of idiots to think that another idiot is a genius.
Yeah.
You guys, what do they think that guy is? That guy, I mean, granted, he won the first HOH. But on the other hand, the first HOH was the classic hold on to a wiener until you can't hold on anymore challenge. So it's not like it was a brain power challenge.
Plus, he's one of those guys that's not too heavy. He's like enough. He has enough athleticism and he's gangly enough to make a challenge like that work for him. I don't see him winning a lot of challenges, but this is like perfectly suited for somebody with that body.
It's perfectly suited for somebody who has the ambition to be the best damn delivery boy that this world has ever seen. And that's what McCray, that's all he wants.
I like him.
I like him too. He's like one of my favorites.
Well, I do too.
He's like the busted Joseph Gordon-Levitt of the season.
I like a man who can just say right up front, I have no ambition in life except to deliver a damn fine pizza. And then when he gets a pizza and he's getting into his car, he's like, yeah, this is an opportunity for some money. What did he say? There's some money to be made.
Yeah, and then he didn't even get a tip.
Oh, I
hope you make 20% on that $10, stud. But I was glad when all that liquid started spurting out during the challenge, because that's the best condition that guy's ever had.
Yeah.
Boy, you either need to cut that hair, put it back, or use some conditioner. What the hell, people?
The BO5 hot oil.
I'm sure you will.
There is such a thing as too much freedom in this country, people.
Don't worry. If he lasts about 3 weeks, the girls will get bored enough where they'll want to groom him. That's what happens every year.
True.
Remember what happened to Ian last year when they put, like, Nair on his armpits?
Oh my God.
Classic moments in television.
I still can't believe he won, Ian.
Boring. I didn't like last season.
Wait, so can we talk about... I want to talk about Gina Marie, the Staten Island girl, a little bit more, which is that... First of all, she has a...
Yeah, Big Brother! I got this bed, yeah? What? First of all, no beauty pageants in Staten Island, so I don't know where that bitch thinks she's coaching beauty pageants.
She should end up hanging
Staten
out...
Staten Island dumb.
...slash making out with Nick, because... He likes parkour and rollerblades from 2010 and 1992, and she likes tongue rings from 1997.
And not just tongue rings.
Oh, that thing's hideous.
It's like hot pink.
It's neon.
It's like...
Is that a light bulb? What if you had bitten that?
I know. I was trying to
look less yellow, because when I laugh, I get Asian eye, and I didn't want everybody to be like, oh, Ronnie, why don't you ever talk about how Asian you are?
When I first met you, I thought that you were maybe a quarter Hawaiian / Asian.
Yeah, I get that.
Wow. So, Gina Marie... who right now is on screen prancing around her big booty. She, I think, is going to be one of the breakout stars, at least of the early season. Depends on how long she's going to be here. But she is, I mean, they've given her a lot of time already. She's loud and outlandish, and she's, like, fun right now, but you know a switch is going to go off in her, and she's going to become a crazy bitch.
Yes.
And I like
those
that they're
always the girls who go nuts, as in real life.
And she has her eyes on Howard. But obviously some of the guys have their eyes on her. So it'll be interesting to see which suitor she winds up with.
Which one's Howard?
Howard's the black guy.
Oh, yeah.
Remember she was jumping on the bed, showing off her tits, and then jumped into his arms in the first 5 minutes they were in the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, do me!
Yeah, he's hot. I mean, I guess, right? He's kind of hot. He works out a lot.
Howard?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
If you, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a Christian, but, like, if you're not married, can you have sex?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not supposed to, but...
Well, basically, it's a sin.
People who are very Christian seem to cherry pick which rules apply.
Well, it's a sin. Like, it's definitely a sin. You just say you're sorry when you're done.
Is that, like, why they have confessional, so you can get it all out, and then you're, like, clean slate again?
Oh, girl, if you're a modern Christian, you don't got to go to confessional. Just say it before you go to bed. Just be like, hey, sorry, I'm so sorry. And it's okay. That's a great thing about it.
So, can we talk about, because we already talked about Jesse. Jesse's the one who said, who the girls don't like. She claims the girls don't like her. But Jeremy, first of all, Jeremy's the guy who lives on a boat. He's tall. He's a huge idiot. He's got terrible tattoos. And he says he's, like, Irish, German, and he's, like, also part Cherokee, which is probably, like a tiny, tiny sliver, because everyone thinks they're part Cherokee. But he then announces that he likes to embrace his inner Cherokee, and he does that by going,
did anybody immediately flash back to Luann de Lesseps, the Countess?
I'm like, there were a lot of, there was definitely a trail of tears going on.
It was a very dark night in Indian casinos tonight. Very, very dark night. There was a lot of unhappy people at the nickel machines tonight, people.
Yeah
that guy...
They boycotted Big Brother, Mohegan Sun. Over. No more.
Yeah, they're like, we turn off the Wheel of Fortune machine until we recover from this embarrassment. I think he is actually... He does have that kind of Cherokee face. We're just not used to seeing Indians work out so much. Go ahead.
They were comparing, one of the girls, I think it was Jesse, was comparing him to Taylor Lautner from the Twilight franchise.
Yeah.
And I'm not into, like, twinkie boys like that, but when they put them next to each other, I was like, Taylor Lautner is hot, and this dude is ugly.
And on top of that, he has that, like, that Munster haircut where it's like...
It's Eddie, I call him fuckable Eddie Munster, because that's what he's like... Yeah, he's kind of a fuckable Eddie Munster. I mean, he's not... I don't want to say he's ugly. I mean, he's just not...
He's not the best.
It's just like there's no Jeff, you know? There's no guy that comes on and I'm like, oh my God, and like fall down.
Absolutely,
you know?
Not. And there's some... By the way, there's some weird stuff happening on Big Brother After Dark tonight. They're doing some sort of like fashion
They're doing a pageant, and Gina Marie is hosting a pageant right now.
And, okay, so our favorite Jessie is talking. She's got some serious FUPA action going on. If you don't know what FUPA means, look it up on Urban Dictionary.
I don't know what it means.
It's an acronym.
Ronnie, do you know what that means?
FUPA?
FUPA!
And then you know what FUPA means.
Yeah, and then you break a glass on the ground. It's when groups of people get married.
All right, fine. Everyone, here's what FUPA means. And you may not like it. FUPA stands for fat upper pussy area.
What?
Benjamin, I take personal offense to that because I have that.
You can also soften up by saying fat upper pelvic area or fat upper pubic area. But the origin is really fat upper pussy.
So is this really like that thing that a lot of moms get that looks like a built-in fanny pack?
Yes. And if you want to see a great example, look at Jesse in her pageant wear.
I wish you had Time Warner so you could tell me what channel that's on, because...
It's on TV Guide Network. So for...
Who the fuck knows what channel that is? I mean...
That's we're on direct TV here. They're having fun here.
I have another question about Elisa for you guys. So I think by the end of the first episode, we started to see some cracks. We think that Judson or Judd or whatever his name is on to her. Do you think that it's going to come back to bite her in the ass when people find out that she is Rachel's sister?
Well, I think that if she handles it well, it'll be okay, because last year people weren't going to kick off the brother of Russell Hunt, even though that was such a random thing that he was even on there. But they weren't going to get rid of him until he turned into a total psychopath.
Yeah,
I don't think that Elisa seems like as much of a psychopath as Rachel was, and I think that she'll be able to deal better.
But you guys, if they find out about her secret weapon, a vision board, it's all over. She is out of the house. They will evict her so quickly.
Walter Slater is wearing a hot pink mini dress right now, and I think that he's really a cross-dresser.
That's not the rollerblader, that's the lifeguard.
The lifeguard, I'm sorry. The lifeguard is wearing a hot pink mini dress.
McRae is wearing khakis. And there's a Who's that?
That's Elisa.
Oh, Elisa looks great.
She's buff.
Elisa just, Elisa was looking really good. By the way,
you guys, Betsy, there's like 8,000 channels on the TV. I can't find it.
By the way, okay, Aaron just did it like a thing. Aaron is hot. Okay, so Jessie, by the way, is so not the hottest girl. She really is like the fourth hottest girl. And she has no swagger. Do you see this? She has no swagger.
I'd sleep with the Asian before her.
Well, it's not like Helen is pretty too. Oh,
Helen's pretty, I think. The mom.
You made it sound like it was a last resort.
Yeah, you're like, well, no, Asian people.
Yeah, Candace? She's actually hot, I don't want to sleep with Candace. Her boobies look like puffy little cones.
So here's what's interesting about Candace is that when she has makeup on, she looks one way. But we did see one shot of her in the confessional where she had no makeup on, and she looked like a totally different person. Totally different person.
Who's Candace?
She was the adopted one who...
Oh, she's pretty. Is she ugly without makeup?
Yeah. So she was, I think she's also Miss Louisiana, and I think that she was even on Oprah. Like, Oprah helped her find her family. One of those things. There's also Amanda, by the way. Amanda has...
Oh, he's... he's touching her!
Oh! Cherokee has his arm around...
The bartender.
The boring bartender with no personality. It sounds like she has manipulated someone after all.
He's caressing her arm, Ronnie.
You guys, I still can't find it!
Okay. Oh, you know why, Ronnie? Because we have DirecTV, and DirecTV, we can see it live. We can see East Coast feed, but you have to wait till midnight. Sorry, Ronnie.
Cheers. Are you effing kidding me? I hate you guys. Whatever. Okay.
I also wanted to talk about Amanda from Long Island. She's a realtor in Florida. She's got huge tits.
You guys, what about... That's the meaty girl, right? Like the big boned girl.
By the way, oh my God, Helen won the beauty pageant.
They're just trying to be nice to her.
But before they kick her out.
Yeah, for not... They're like, we would have liked you, but you won that beauty pageant and it hurt our feelings. Sorry, bye, old lady.
And it's initially going to be a joke, but then they're going to start to believe it and then become jackals based around that one fucked up notion.
They're going to say, you know, I know the beauty pageant was a joke, but she was really ungracious the way she won. She's like, rubbing it in. I don't like that about Helen. And she's Asian.
The ginger is looking really splotchy right now. I don't know why you guys like him.
Personality-wise, Matt.
I love him. His personality's so funny. He's wearing a cat shirt, Matt.
He's got a good personality. He does.
And also, I'm just so grateful to see a nice gay. I saw Reagan the other day at Whole Foods, and he's just like,
Reagan,
I like Reagan.
Reagan retweeted me even. Look, Reagan retweeted me tonight.
You like Reagan because he retweeted you.
Well, no, I do like Reagan because I've had good conversations with him. I think he's a nice guy.
He's a betch.
And now he's probably watching this, BT Dubs, and he knows your face now. And he knows.
Whatever.
But Ronnie's not wearing makeup and he has yellow lighting, so you won't be able to tell when you see him.
Yeah, he'll never know. He'll never know it's me.
It's okay, because Reagan and Rachel hated each other, now they're besties. So there's hope for you and Reagan.
Okay,
yeah,
I like Reagan.
At each other a lot.
I'm looking at Ben's list of notes, and he didn't even remember to put down the train conductor.
Oh, Spencer. Yeah, sorry.
That he's not gay. I thought he was a big faggito burrito. If he's not gay, then why the hell would I root for him? He's just a jerk if he's not gay. He's not very nice. That guy's like, I'm going to tell everybody off because that's just how I am. I ain't taking shit from nobody. I'm blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, faggot, go, girl, go. I'm on your side. But now he's a straight guy. He's just a dick.
No, he's not a dick. He's like, I like it. He's sort of like, he's playing the game.
He's going to be crying like a bitch and blaming everybody for everything.
Would it be amazing if he was secretly like a big, burly daddy bear train conductor?
That's what I was hoping for. I mean, you just burst my bubble. I thought that was...
Look,
you made your own bubble. You made your own bubble.
We didn't see any rings, and we didn't see, like, a backstory with a wife and two ugly, like, special kids.
I know, his backstory was just, like, being on a train.
Yeah.
Huh?
We didn't see any erections with all those women. We did not see him getting a boner.
But he probably has a fupa.
He does have a fupa.
You guys, I have a fupa. I prefer to call it an FM, a fat mangina. All right, I think it's shorter.
There is a man version of a fupa, but I forget what it's called. We'll look that one up.
It's called an FM, and it's better than AM. It's more modern. So,
by the way, I have to say, that this show, I mean, Big Brother is actually echoing happy endings, because you had Elisa, who has a vision board, which is exactly what happens on the episode of yes. Happy Endings. You have this guy embracing his inner Cherokee, which is what Dave does on Happy Endings.
Yes.
And then you also have, by the way, David on this show saying that he brings a lot of V-necks because he wants to show off his pecs, and that's also what Dave yes. Rose does on Happy Endings. So even though Happy Endings is canceled, I'm glad it's carrying on in reality form on Big Brother.
Ronnie, can you get Matt and Ben to take a shot from the bar behind them with a special toast to the Big Brother season? Okay.
No.
Rebecca Wheeler! Oh my god, yes! Hermie the wannabe dentist. That's who that redhead guy looks like. She was telling me who the redhead... Not the redhead, the surfer guy.
Who is Hermie the wannabe dentist?
From Rudolph, the claymation Rudolph. Oh. I told you it was a claymation.
I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish.
Rebecca, thank you. What, Jews don't get network television? Because that's on every year, Jew. Where are you? You're out shopping for one of your 20,000 Hanukkah gifts?
I'm just, I'm having a moment to remember how my people have been persecuted.
He's making latkes and playing dreidel.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys, if you want to hear some good Holocaust jokes, listen to this week's Watch What Crappens. Ben has a lot of good Holocaust jokes.
I only made one, but that's all you need, right?
That's true.
Yeah. I got a Jew pass today, so I'm allowed to say anything I want about Jews. You guys, it's so hot. Why are we doing this in the summer? Look, I'm shiny.
Okay. So, let's see. What else happened? So they all came in the house. My favorite thing of all is when they all sit around and drink champagne, and they all meet each other, and they're all friends for that one beautiful second.
Yeah.
And then David, our lifeguard, he made a stupid proclamation that I guess one of the girls, he liked one of the girls. Which one was it? Was it like Aaron or something, the blonde? And he goes, I feel on connection right off the back.
Yeah, he's the one, he's the surfer boy or the lifeguard, and he likes the Texas schoolgirl.
Yeah.
Of course. Do they ever walk in and be like, oh my god, look at that slightly cross-eyed beefy girl who's possibly a lesbian and sells real estate. Instant connection. No, you look at her boobs, and that's it. Her boobs and her blonde hair.
Okay, let's just go on the record right now. Well, I posted this on my Twitter, so I'm going to play this game with you guys, and I need quick reactions. Ronnie, marry, yeah. Fuck, kill. Marry, fuck, kill. Pick one for each.
Marry, fuck, kill.
The ginger.
Oh, no.
You have to give me three people.
I do?
Yeah, that's
no,
how it works.
Well, we're
yeah, playing. You have to give me three people.
Give them three. Give three options.
There's so many. Okay. Fuck the rollerblader. Sorry, but he's little. I like to toss him around like spaghetti. So him.
He's getting killed.
Mary, probably the girl who sells real estate, because that's a very stable job, and I'm going to fuck her anyway. I'm going to be fucking the guy on the rollerblades. Kill, I think the one I want to kill is Staten Island. I mean, I lived in Staten Island, and that is no joke out there. If you don't kill them, they will kill you. Watch Mob Wives. It's
they're
not
like
far
World War Z.
They're like the chocolate and Candy Crush saga. If you don't take care of it immediately, it's just going to reproduce and destroy your internet.
Okay, Ben, you're Mary, fuck, kill.
Okay, kill is Nick. Fuck would probably be Howard. And then Mary, Andy. I like his personality, and not just because he's the gay one. He's, like, funny. Either that or Amanda, the real estate agent, because she's... No. She'd probably be too tough to deal with. I'll just stick with Andy for now, but I may revise my opinion in a week from now.
Okay.
Matt, your turn.
I would marry Elisa.
Okay. Wait, which one's that?
Wait, can I take one
Rachel's
back?
Rachel's sister.
Yeah, I like her. I'm going to stick with that. I like her.
I'm taking Andy back, and I'm going to put a Helen in his place. Because I feel like she's smart. And even though she says she doesn't cook, I bet her mom cooks really well. I love it.
Cuisine.
Yeah, so sorry, Andy.
I'm going to marry Elisa. I'm going to fuck the hot bartender from Minnesota lady.
Oh, yeah. She is good.
Matthew, really? You could get your mangina up for that?
It's theoretical fucking.
No,
Ronnie.
I'll have sex with the surfer just because I want to touch his hair.
No! He's so gross! Don't get mad just because he's skinny. Let's stand up for real good looks.
And then I would definitely kill... I would definitely kill the girl that keeps saying that she's so beautiful and she's not. Jessie.
Oh, yeah, Jessie. She could be killed, too.
No, I want to watch her get old and ugly and then realize.
Oh, good point. That's a good one.
Okay, you guys, are you going to take a shot from behind you to toast to the season? Because that was a request. You have to do it. You can't just ignore it.
We don't feel like it. Sorry.
You guys, if we're going to do this with live audience, you have to do stuff. I'll take one with you. Come on. Hey, do you guys want to come meet at FUBAR when this is over? It's going to be
fun. I'm wearing shorts.
It's FUBAR. It's not like it's a classy joint. Go in there.
There's a guy that's always there that I like. I can't do this.
We'll do a small shot.
I'm going in shorts and a flip-flop. So I'm one flip-flop. Okay?
One flip-flop. Just one flip-flop and a old Starbucks cup.
And a Starbucks cup full of vodka. That's right. And I'll probably see Reagan there. And he'll be nice because he'll be drunk. And that's when he's nice to me. And otherwise, he just pretends I'm invisible. Little bastard. God, I hope he's not watching this. I don't like that we're doing this where people can see us. Because what if I'm in the Whole Foods one day? And what if he was desperate and watched some stupid thing we tweeted out one night because it was tagged Big Brother? And then what if he started telling me off and stuff and calling me mean names like he did with Rachel that time? I would cry, you guys.
Yes.
I think that people on Facebook were like, fuck you guys, bye.
Alcohol.
I don't blame them.
Okay.
Where's your shot, bitch?
So let's go back. So why I pour this shot? So one thing that I thought was really funny was that when Julie announced the twist to them, and she goes, all right, the first twist is that every week there will not be two people nominated for eviction. And one person goes, there'll be one person.
It was the hillbilly. It was the hillbilly job.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was amazing.
All right, let's take a shot and get done with this.
Hold on. We're filling up.
This is a big shot. Here, I need
That's a lie. You were drinking tap water.
Do I look like I'm drinking tap? I'm sweating. I'm slurring. I'm being racist. I'm being unpolite. Unlike I normally am very... I didn't record the audio to this. How am I supposed to upload this bullshit to SoundCloud?
You didn't record the audio for this?
No.
It's okay.
Well, I guess I could do it on YouTube. It'll be on YouTube. Yeah. Right?
By the way, we only see you, Ronnie. Are people at home getting to they see back and forth? Or is it just...
You don't see yourself?
No.
Scroll down.
No, in the big screen, we see only you. We don't see it.
Oh, yeah. It switches back and forth depending on who's talking. You can tell who's talking. I think you must have probably clicked manually. If you click manually on yourself to look at yourself, it'll stay on you.
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
To Rebecca Wheeler.
May we never disagree if we do.
To Rebecca Wheeler. Okay, ready, go.
Blech.
I feel like a gentleman.
What a feeling!
Alright.
I shouldn't have done that.
Alright.
But it was good. Why does vodka make me sweat like that? I don't go to school.
It hurts, but it's good.
It's good. It's Gentleman Jack.
I had never had that before.
It's Gentleman Jack.
Ooh. Is that classy?
Yeah.
Is it like Courvoisier?
No, it's just a nicer version of Jack Daniels.
Ooh.
If we had it over ice, it'd taste even better.
I'm sure.
So anyway, I guess we can start to wrap this up, though. We can talk about the popsicle challenge. What do you guys think about that challenge? I thought it was, like, very generic. I feel like the first ones are supposed to be a little bit more involved because they have time to build a set. And I thought, like,
One is always hanging on to a phallic symbol.
Slide off the banana.
Oh, yeah, there's the banana.
Last year was the banana. The year before it was a giant wiener. Like, it was literally a wiener.
But the thing is that it's normally involved some sort of, like, team thing, and there's, like, usually running from one
crossing
side to another.
Back and forth.
So to do, like, an endurance challenge. And by the way, to see that giant tongue going back and forth, that was a bit much for me.
That was the girl from Staten Island. Was it a girl from Staten Island or giant fucking mouth?
FUBAR is gonna like have that. When you walk in, you have to walk by that tongue. Try not to get hit.
BFT night, big fat tongue night. Hey.
Yeah, FUBAR. What?
So
the Pizza Boy won.
Pizza Boy won. Head of House.
Who's he gonna nominate?
I don't know who he's gonna nominate yet. I would say. Yeah. I feel like it's not gonna be good.
I think it's going to be the guy who rollerblades. No, he can't because he made an alliance with him. So it's going to be the guy who looks like a fuckable Eddie Munster and the Asian lady.
And Helen.
I think
we can all agree that Helen is definitely nominated.
Not necessarily because McCray is kind of an outcast. So he may actually gravitate towards another outcast. Maybe it'll be...
Yeah.
He looks sad.
And by the way, I want to say not because she's Asian, but because she's the older one, and they're all like, ew, old people.
And by old, we mean she's maybe 34.
No, she's 37. And that she's the oldest one in the house, and she's 37. I like it when they have someone who's at least over 45. They have to have one old person. Remember Jerry and Rennie?
Rennie is like one of my all-time favorites. What about
Rennie?
Shelly,
who God, she was a piece.
I love an old lady. Shelly. I love a lady in her mid-40s that looks like she's 70, who's a
Shelly.
Yeah, you gotta have that.
Shelly was amazing, and she also gave us one of the best episodes of that season when she turned
on. She fucked Jeff and Jordan.
And what about Sheila? I love Sheila in season 9. Love Sheila. Jordan Rennie. There was Jack from season 4. We liked him.
Chicken George. Hated him.
I hated Chicken George.
Oh, George. Didn't he win the first season? Who was the first winner?
It was the guy named Eddie who had one leg.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But that was when
America voted.
Yeah. If America, if it was the same rules now, he would have been out first. They've been like, he just didn't really make an effort. We were like, come on, like, run over here.
They'd have been like, you know what? He really could have done better in that hopscotch challenge if he just had a vision board.
And on that note, we're all going to hell, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you there. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm from TrashTalkTV.com, and Ben is from BsideBlog.com, and Matt is from Yahoo. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at TrashTweetTV. Ben is at B-Side Blog. Matt is at Matt Whitfield, and we're all loving our little Vine accounts lately. I'm at Ronnie Karam. Ben is at B-Side Blog, and Matt is at Matt Whitfield. Okay.
No, I'm not.
No. Life on the M list.
On the
M list. Life on the M list. Life on the M list. Life on the M list. Life on the M list. Okay, that made up for it, right? Okay. Bye. We'll be back next week for another one of these live things. Tell us if you like it. Tell us if you like it being live. Tell us if you want us to do maybe the other one live. I don't know. If there's people who would want to be into this, I guess we'll do it, right?
Maybe.
It's like the ultimate selfie, you guys. You can have a selfie war right here on our webcams.
And I'm going to post this to Joker's Updates, and we love Joker's Updates. They're always very good. They always send me a lot of love on my blog, and I hope they're able to extend the love to our new podcast.
Yeah, Joker's Updates. Hook it up. Let's use some mutual plugin. What? Oh, yeah, you guys. Also, we didn't tell you where you can find us. We are, we'll be posting these, I'm sure, on our Watch What Crappens page, but you can also find us on YouTube, where we will be streaming these live every week, and our YouTube channel is The TV Click, and that is also the name of this podcast. So after Big Brother is over, if you guys have liked this, we will continue and do other shows and stuff. Okay, so thank you so much for being here, y'all. You have a good one. Bye!
Bye!
To the insurance company that spurned me, our time together has come to an end. It's not me, it's you. We both know what I'm talking about. 15 minutes ago, I began courting Geico. It was just the easiest thing I've done since buttering my biscuit at breakfast. Not only have I saved hundreds of dollars on my car insurance, but also the future tears you were sure to impose. My heart and my coverage now belong to Geico. Sincerely, not yours, Tara, in Telluride.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.